So for weeks now, there's been speculation that the much-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive would take place in the south. The south is extremely important for both Ukraine and Russia. And the front was going to center around the city of Kherson. Troop movements, everybody was focused in on this, and Russia made the tactical error of moving its reinforcements from a relatively quiet sector in the northeast down to the south, where it thought this Ukrainian attack would be. Now, the Ukrainians started the counteroffensive in the south, but it wasn't the lightning advance that everybody thought it would be. Shelling and attacks by Ukraine forced Russia to think that this was going to be the main area of operations, and they brought further reinforcements south in order to be able to reinforce their own lines. Several days ago, Ukraine started a dynamic, hard push with armor, personnel, driving forward in the northeast where they least expected it. Ukrainian thrust started to take town after town after town, and with each victory, Russian resistance started to crumble. As the Russian forces started to retreat, Ukrainian troops were able to seize important towns like Balaklia, and only the other day, taking the strategic junction of Kupiansk. Ukraine has seized these cities and denied them this means to resupply, which means that the troops there can no longer remain and have had to retreat in a full general retreat, suffering the worst defeat since the first days of the war. Now, Ukraine has capitalized on this by driving down towards the city of Izyum. And rather than even fight for it, the Russians have realized that their position strategically is untenable and retreated from the city of Izyum in a humiliating defeat that even the Russian media itself is now calling a disaster.